This is Peter Aylward, and I've got special guest Robert Brand, multi-talented, multi-skilled, multi-channeled Robert Brand, to tell us about a project that he's got in play.
Yes, it's called Project Hermes, and it's about taking art to the moon, and the idea being it's a symbolic gesture on the whole, but basically getting kids interested in doing stuff and sending it to our website once it's up, and it'll be up in the next couple of months. And registering it there, but we'll work with a whole lot of other people who normally do art for kids for space, and it'll be writing, poetry, drawings, you name it. We will take that to the moon with us, and at this stage we're very sure that Team Stella will put their hand up and let us take it, but if they fail to do that for any reason, this we'll get it on another team or with another rocket that's eventually going there. We have a number of patrons, including one very important one, Alan Bean. Alan's a painter, and he's agreed to do a small painting so that we can actually pack the real painting, not a digitized version of it, and that will go to the moon. He'll probably put some moon dust on it.
For people who don't know, just to tell the audience who Alan Bean is.
Yeah, he's a moonwalker. He's one of the six people that managed to put their footprints on the moon. And he's now become a painter, and he talks about space. He loves the moon. He wants to share that experience of walking on the moon with everyone that he can. We have, heading up this project, we've got Lucy West-Binnell, who is a well-known space painter in the space community. And she's so pleased to be part of this. And she's going to be doing a painting as well. We're hopeful of getting another astronaut who paints, but I can't name him or until he agrees. But bottom line, we'll have about six paintings, which will probably do a tour of the world. Very small, 20 by 20. But they'll probably do a tour of the world to a whole lot of art galleries and then leave this planet never to be seen again. And they'll end up on the moon. They'll probably get bleached by the the radiation up there, but nonetheless, they'll land on the moon. And with all the digitized stuff, if we do have the capability, we're hopeful that Team Stella might have some spare time to actually transmit a lot of the digitized material back to Earth, so that we can actually then put them on a website and people can claim their picture from the moon, actually been to the moon and back. So we're hopeful, but we can't promise it. So we're working towards that. It depends on a lot of things. If we may not have the time or the ability to use space-hardened electronics for that part of it, for instance, and you know, keeping costs down to reasonable expectations, and therefore you know it may fail on the way due to, again, radiation problems. But nonetheless, we're looking to get this stuff back from the moon for people, for kids. And that'd be something. It's called Hermes because Apollo was given a lyre by Hermes. So, you know, symbolically music, art, and also a flute later on. So although Hermes may not be the ideal god, I think he was a bit mischievous and a bit naughty, maybe a bit like me.
Like yourself, yeah.
Not a god, though. I'm not a god. Just mischievous and naughty. But, you know, there's this definite link with Apollo and a link that we want to maintain with the name of the project. And it's just going to be so much fun and get kids so inspired and motivated and to get that missing link back with art. And I know some art has been to the moon before, but why not send some real art back again and get some... We've got some really good patrons in literature, some New York Times best-selling authors and things. It's going to be a fun time with this project.
Well, that sounds fascinating. And once again, I think you said the website's going to be launched in a couple of months, so we'll have all those details on the Space Association website, and we'll be talking about it on the radio as well.
Yes, and the website name we'll give to you, but it's something along the lines of Project Hermes dot whatever org or something.
Yeah. Check out your favourite search engine and have a look at it. Well, thanks.
Yeah, a couple of months.
Thanks, Robert, for joining us in the Space Show.
Thank you very much.